And now this is a dictation for Richard Nowakowski. Is Nowakowski, April 29, 60, addresses a letter to Dr. Osilio, AUSIELLO, 616-754-1062. Dear Dr. Osilio, follow up for Mr. Nowakowski, chronic kidney disease, has a neobladder, comes in person, last visit November. He follows with rheumatology, Grand Rapids for lupus. Off and on takes prednisone beginning at 50 milligrams, down in 5 days to nothing. Chronic back pain, no recent skin rash or mucosal abnormalities, no fever, denies upper respiratory symptoms, denies nausea, vomiting, bowel changes, urine without cloudiness or blood. There has been problems of diarrhea. He has prior prostate cancer. I'm not aware of recurrence. Prior obstructive uropathy. Developing of a neobladder. Next paragraph, medication list review. On Plaquenil, prednisone as indicated above. No anti-inflammatory agents. Thanks, no blood pressure medicines. Next paragraph, today weight 278. Decreased hearing, alert oriented time 3, normal speech, attentive, no facial asymmetry, no respiratory distress, no rallies, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, massive tenderness, 2 plus edema bilateral, no cellulitis, blood pressure 128/76 on the right side. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.5, which is baseline for a GFR of 47 at stage 3, a normal sodium potassium, low bicarbonate 20 lightly from diarrhea with high chloride 111, and normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, stable over time, no indication for dialysis, not symptomatic. Next number, bladder cancer, resection, neobladder. Next number, metabolic acidosis, lightly from neobladder, does not require replacement. Next number, history of lupus, takes prednisone off and on Plaquenil, followed by ophthalmology. Next number, prostate cancer. I'm not aware of recurrence, prior obstruction, prior resection, at the time of bladder removal. Next number, continual chemistry in a regular basis, end of dictation.